Thank you for calling customer service. This is Kiana. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Kiana. I am calling because I have an item that was shipped to me, and they shipped it to the wrong address, and the post office has notified me that my item can't be delivered.
Okay,
so
can I have
I
your
need
zip code to further assist you?
Sure can. It's 55439.
And your first and last name?
The name is Maggie, MaggieWright.
And can you verify the address for me?
7150 Cahill Road, apartment 206, Edina, Minnesota, 55439.
Yes, sir. I do see that you called on January 30th, and your account is canceled.
Yeah, the account is canceled. They had an item they were shipping to me. Hold on just a second. And I got a notice on, let's see, from the post office on, what day was that? On February 1st, which was yesterday. And it says, where is it here? I'm looking for it. Insufficient address. And that was at 5:36 p.m. on yesterday.
So, did you give us a new address?
I gave you the correct address. I gave you the correct address, and you should also see that I called in because when I checked it online at the post office website, they had the wrong address. So I called back in and told them it needed to be updated.
Okay, so did they say that they were going to reship it?
No, no. It's tired now. So can we just, that postage, and it'll be coming back to you any day now. Can we just get that, what is it, $10 or so, we just return it to the cart, and I'm just going to not worry about it.
Okay. Give me just one second.
Okay, because that was the problem with the first order. What they said, they sent it to the wrong address.
Yes, sir.
www.usps.co. Let's see. And unless I can get some way of updating it, I don't see where I can update the address.
Okay, sir. So I have that refunded back to you. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, that'll be all. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling the customer service. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.